The bigger the star, the more elaborate the contract and the negotiations are. Former NBA agent Mark Bob Cork explained, the shoe company will likely demand a lot more from a star player in return for the lucrative contract. And for a star on a signature deal, some common terms that will need to be negotiated are the number of appearances, commercials, and off-season tours. And for a role player on a cash deal, it wouldn't be as elaborate, although there were some similarities like incentives. The third one, merch deals. Not only does a merch deal player get free products to wear during games, these players often get product loans as well. They basically get store credit and can order anything they want online. Most players on a merch deal have a $25,000 product allowance, but the amount is negotiable each year. Players must spend their allowance by September 30th, and the money doesn't roll over to the following season. Every NBA team has a storage room either at their arena or facility, where they have a bunch of shoes in their team's colors that brand send them. And some prospects bet on themselves and wait until they take the court to sign a shoe deal. And Damian Lillard waited until after he played at the Wiggers Summer League to sign his first shoe deal, which was a risky move. However, Lillard was named the co-MVP of the tournament after averaging 26.5 points and 5.3 assists and 4.0 rebounds, and his patience paid off when he inked a lucrative rookie deal with Adidas. The biggest difference between rookie deals and veteran deals is that the former is all about projecting a prospect's upside and marketability, like NBA teams do in the draft, and the latter is about evaluating a proven commodity. And unless a top pick develops into a star, they will likely earn less money on their second sneaker contract.